The Democratic Alliance can today reveal that Minister Ibrahim Patel has hatched a secret plan to expunge the credit records of South Africans using the national state of disaster from the 1st of April and for as long as that state of disaster exists. While this may seem altruistic and of assistance to consumers, it will in fact have very serious unintended consequences. Those consequences will be to drive up the cost of credit for low-income and poor South Africans, as well as further burden them with more debt because there are no checks and balances as used and as required by the National Credit Act. What Minister Patel seeks to do is to go around Parliament and avoid using national legislation within his powers to do so. This also is in complete contrast to the DA's plan that we had tabled to Minister Patel in April of this year to make more credit available to low-income South Africans. This is nothing other than a populist tool by Minister Patel to reclaim his battered public image in the eyes of South Africans and within the ANC. The DA is going to ensure that this issue is brought before the parliamentary committee, that Minister Patel comes and explains what his intended purposes are with these regulations, and that they are open to public hearings so that those in the credit industry can also have their say.